The Wisconsin Supreme Court found itself in a tough spot with this case, saying Wisconsin uniquely bans the carrying of concealed weapons while simultaneously recognizing the right to carry firearms for lawful purposes. In the end, the High Court ruled homeowners and store owners have the right to carry concealed weapons on their property. Milwaukee lawyer Chris Trebatoski represented the store owner in this case.
His ability to keep a weapon there to protect himself is obviously an important one.
Trebatoski says in a broader sense, the court ruling more accurately reflects everyday reality.
Prior to this decision, people who kept their hunting guns in locked storage containers in their houses were technically in violation of the statute. Now that's not the case.
But the specific case the High Court grappled with involved Milwaukee grocery store owner Munir Hamdan. He was convicted of carrying a concealed weapon. Hamdan's defense was that he needed the gun at his store for protection in a high crime area. He said it was legal under Wisconsin's new constitutional amendment, giving people the right to keep and bear arms for security, defense, hunting, recreation, or any other lawful purpose. But he was convicted under Wisconsin's 1872 statute banning concealed carry. The High Court now has ruled the store owner's conviction was unconstitutional, saying the state constitution must sometimes allow a person to conceal arms to maintain the security of his private residence or privately operated business. The High Court also said there will be a continuing dilemma for law enforcement until the legislature acts to clarify the law. Attorney Chris Trebatoski agrees.
The old law is really out of date and out of touch with the way the world is right now, and it's time for the legislature, as the court instructed, to do something about it.
The court urges the legislature to consider a licensing or permit system for people who have a good reason to carry a concealed weapon. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.